This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Monday, in an interview with the Associated Press, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kubela said his government wants a peace summit within 2 months at the United Nations, with Secretary General Antonio Guterres as mediator. Kubela said Russia must face a war crimes tribunal before his country engages in direct talks with Moscow. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told state media that it's up to the Ukrainian government to end the fighting. He said Ukraine can, quote, stop senseless resistance at any moment. South Korea's president has called for stronger air defenses and high-tech stealth drones, while the military apologized for failing to shoot down North Korean drones that crossed the border. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
South Korea's military scrambled warplanes and attack helicopters on Monday, but they failed to bring down any of the North Korean drones that flew back home or disappeared from South Korean radars. It raised serious questions about South Korea's air defense network at a time when tensions remain high over North Korea's torrid run of missile tests this year. A senior military official acknowledged South Korea lacks capacities to detect and strike small surveillance drones. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Taiwan will extend compulsory military service from 4 months to 1 year, beginning in 2024. The move comes as China ramps up military, diplomatic, and economic pressure on Taiwan, including almost daily Chinese Air Force missions near the island over the past 3 years. Beijing maintains its claims that Taiwan is part of China. For more, visit voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Rohingya refugees received emergency medical treatment after a boat carrying nearly 200 people came ashore in Indonesia on Monday, the fourth such landing in the country in recent months. Muhammad Rafki is UNHCR's protection associate. He says that we are also wondering how many more refugees adrift at sea need our help. As an international human rights body, we would like to recommend and remind all of the people that seeking asylum is a human right, and it is our duty as human beings to help them. UN agencies and human rights groups have called on states in the region for urgent help after several boats carrying Rohingyas were reported adrift in the Indian Ocean. Pushback against the Taliban's ban on women working for non-governmental organizations in Afghanistan continues to be strong. Ed Donahue has more.
Foreign aid groups are suspending operations in Afghanistan following a decision by the Taliban to ban women from working at international and local non-government organizations. The Taliban alleges women in groups like CARE, Save the Children, and Neil Turner's Norwegian Refugee Council weren't wearing the Islamic headscarf correctly.
We have complied with all cultural norms, and we simply can't work without our dedicated female staff.
Turner says the timing of this ban is very bad.
When the economy of Afghanistan is collapsing and we need women as part of the workforce to enable the economy to recover.
Women have also been banned from universities in Afghanistan. I'm Ed Donahue.
The death toll from Christmas Day rains in southern Philippines has risen to 13, authorities said on Tuesday, with the search still on for 23 people as floods started to recede. Most of the deaths were caused by drowning from flash floods after 2 days of heavy rains forced more than 45,000 people to take shelter in evacuation centers. Emergency crews in New York State were still scrambling Monday to rescue stranded residents from what authorities called the blizzard of the century. A relentless storm that has left 49 people dead across 9 states and caused holiday travel chaos. Blizzard conditions persist in parts of the northeastern U.S., the remnants of a massive sprawl of extreme weather that gripped the country over several days. At one point, 60% of the U.S. population was under some kind of winter weather advisory. More snow is expected Tuesday in parts of western New York State and the Great Lakes region. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.